are calling these products Optimum Aquamax Hybrids, and they offer new options for growers seeking improved yields under drought stress. Pioneer is an industry leader in developing corn hybrids that provide yield advantages in water-limited environments, and these products are yet another example of Pioneer's commitment to helping growers put the right product on the right acre. Optimum Aquamax Hybrids are advanced through Pioneer's Targeted Drought Research and Development Program and developed through Pioneer's proprietary Accelerated Yield Technology, or AYT, system. In addition, Optimum Aquamax Hybrids have been validated through on-farm and research testing in water-limited environments concentrated in the Western Corn Belt. In these trials, Optimum Aquamax Hybrids displayed a 5% yield advantage over a leading commercially available competitor in Pioneer Hybrids. By improving water utilization and access, Optimum Aquamax Hybrids are an important component of managing water-limited acres. Additionally, Pioneer continues to research solutions that go beyond the bag. Because drought is a complex issue, managing crops in drought-stressed environments is also critically important to achieving performance results. Pioneer's local agronomists and professionally trained sales force continues to partner with growers to offer the best management suggestions to help maximize profits while minimizing risk. The initial class of Optimum Aquamax products available in limited quantities for 2011 will include 5 hybrid platforms in a variety of maturities and technology packages. Now I'll turn it over to Jeff Schussler, Senior Research Manager for Maize Stress Product Development here at Pioneer, who will tell you more about how Pioneer is employing its proprietary research systems to boost the yield potential and agronomic performance of these hybrids.
Thanks, Monica. Good morning, everyone. Drought tolerance is a complex trait and requires the deployment of novel research methods to deliver multiple solutions for improved performance. Pioneer has dedicated resources for improved drought tolerance in maize for more than 50 years since the establishment of the York, Nebraska Research Center in 1957. And we've been an industry leader in developing stable drought-tolerant hybrids during those 50-plus years. During the last decade, Pioneer has utilized additional research tools to improve the rate of gain for hybrid performance in water-limited environments. Pioneer has established and is using a network of managed stress environment research centers, including Woodland, California, Boluco, Chile, Garden City, Kansas, Plainview, Texas, LaSalle, Colorado, York, Nebraska, and Kinston, North Carolina. These unique research centers are located in regions where nature provides consistent periods of drought stress required to measure differential hybrid performance. In addition, Pioneer is utilizing its extensive hybrid testing network throughout major maize production areas to validate the performance of hybrids first identified in these managed stress environments. We utilize our proprietary in-class system to monitor environments at these sites and to quantify the timing and severity of stress at all of our research locations. This system ensures accurate evaluation of hybrid performance driven by limitations in water availability. Whole genome predictions are used to load new germplasm into the Optimum Aquamax product advancement pipeline. These predictions combine the power of Pioneer's pedigree breeding program and period of years performance data to initiate new crosses designed to exhibit superior drought performance. At all stages of performance testing, Optimum Aquamax hybrids are compared to key commercially available industry checks. Performance under drought stress, limited irrigation, and optimum yield environments is evaluated. Improved stability of yield under drought stress combined with yield parity under optimum conditions is the goal. And as Monica mentioned, 5 Optimum Aquamax hybrid platforms will be available in limited quantities in 2011. The Optimum Aquamax product pipeline will continue to run at full speed, periodically providing additional hybrids as performance is confirmed.
Thank you, Jeff. Now that concludes our prepared remarks on Optimum Aquamax this morning. And now we'll turn it over for questions on the line.
Jerry?
Yes?
Gail Cunningham from Wixie Classic in Champaign. You talked about the five platforms, the hybrids, in multiple maturities. What maturity range are the new Aquamax hybrids going to be in? What kind of range are we talking about there, Jerry?
I can address that question. We have platforms ranging from 102-day hybrids to 114-day hybrids.
Very good. And the platform that you use to test were mostly out in the dry country in non-irrigated situations, is that correct?
The majority of our testing and performance data to date is in the dry land, western corn belt, that is correct. We have additional testing in other areas of the country, however, and the products will become available in other areas as well.
Fantastic. I know it's been looked at for quite some time. How long has the Aquamax hybrids from Pioneer Hybrids been in the pipeline?
We've been working on this particular set of genetics over the last 3 to 4 years as a specific initiative that was initiated in 2008. Prior to that, we had spent a lot of time setting up our evaluations infrastructure with these managed stress environments, et cetera, over the last 10 years to allow us to test this new genetics.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you both, and thank you to Jerry.
This is Martin Ross from Illinois Farm Week. At this point, the initial releases appear aimed at more acute regions prone to drought, et cetera, water shortages. At some point in the long term, are we looking at Aquamax traits being incorporated into more Corn Belt hybrids as basically as an added yield enhancer?
I can address that. So our Optimum Aquamax hybrids in the pipeline today offer a yield advantage for growers in water-limited environments. But for those in areas less prone to chronic drought stress, they offer the same impressive yield potential to those customers that they've come to expect from leading Pioneer genetics.
And in terms of future marketing plans and releases, basically these contain all native corn traits, right? There's no transgenic factor here?
That is correct. These have been developed using the native corn genome and our AYT approaches to manipulating those genes more rapidly.
Okay. So future introductions and stacking, so to speak, won't need to involve federal regulatory approvals?
Not with all of these native genes that are in a part of the Aquamax hybrid system. Our long-term goal is, of course, to incorporate additional genetic variation that we're testing in some of our transgene projects. And the expectation is that those, of course, would require some additional regulatory approval.
Thank you.
Tom Beckman, Farm Progress. Jerry there.
Yeah.
A couple questions. I guess first, kind of going back to what the others have asked, like in Illinois and Eastward, will any of these hybrids be available this year, or is limited introduction going to be only in the Western Corn Belt?
I can answer that question. So in 2011, our initial offerings, they've been developed and are really focused for the Western regions of the Corn Belt. However, these products will be available throughout the United States. And certainly as Pioneer continues to introduce additional products through the pipeline, other areas of the corn producing regions will be covered.
Okay, my follow-up. I know you guys are working through your ProAccess genetics with some of the other seed partners. Will they be having any access to this technology, or is it strictly going to be in Pioneer brand hybrids?
So currently, Pioneer and our ProAccess partners are evaluating the possibility of offering the Optimum Aquamax hybrids through the ProAccess partners, and we will make that decision at the appropriate time.
Thank you.
This is Bill Ray with AgriNet. Monica, a question for you, please. Are you doing any test plots with the land-grant universities across the country with this?
This is Jeff speaking. I'll address that question. Our expectation is that we would want to very aggressively work with our land grant cooperators once these products are now released. We have not to date, but we assume that that will be an expectation in the coming years, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Philip Brancher with the Des Moines Register. First of all, how many acres will you have seed available for this year? And also, in terms of looking forward into your additional products, what kind of timeline are you looking for, and what kind of yield increase? This is 5%. Monsanto's product, which is transgenic, is more than that. What's coming down? What's your timetable at this point? And what kind of yield advantage?
I can address your second question there first, or the second half. Our plans, of course, are to continue this pipeline of Aquamax hybrid development, and we would assume we will have additional releases periodically once their performance is confirmed. So that'll be an ongoing product release situation. As I mentioned earlier, of course, we are continuing to evaluate additional transgenic variation, and we look for that to be combined in an additive fashion with these Aquamax hybrids. Those will be challenging goals ahead of us because of interactions of transgenes, of course, with backgrounds. So we're going through that breeding process now, and we're looking for potential release of those kind of combination products mid to late decade.
And what kind of yield advantage are you looking at compared to the 5% you have with this Aquamax?
At this point, we're not prepared to estimate that. It's really too early in the development to provide an accurate estimate of that. We certainly look to, again, build on the advantages of Aquamax hybrids with an additive effect, though.
What about seed availability this year?
Yeah, so for 2011, we'll have, limited availability, very consistent with other newly available commercial hybrids, ramping up into higher volumes in 2012, as well as verifying other market opportunities across the United States.
I'm Beckman Prairie Farmer again, probably for Monica. Monica, what price level can farmers expect compared to other hybrids? Is there going to be a price premium for these Aquamax hybrids?
So Pioneer will price the optimum Aquamax hybrids for the value that the product delivers the customer, very consistent with the way we price our other products, and products will be competitively priced in the marketplace.
This is Greg Hillier with DT and the Progressive Farmer. Could you be more specific in terms of what transgenic trait packages will be available in your portfolio for these hybrids, and then also specifically what states are you targeting in the Western Corn Belt?
We are currently advancing hybrids in several technology classes, and again, we'll be fairly limited in 2011, but that will increase over the years. But they are available in several technology packages. And the states, again, where we would expect the primary early performance and early sales would be in the Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, Texas areas, where we've done our most intensive field evaluations to this point.
Martin Ross from Farm Week again. Could you explain kind of in layman's terms basically how systemically the Aquamax traits will work in the plant to deal with these low moisture situations?
Certainly. We've evaluated the Aquamax hybrids under a multitude of drought stress environments, again defined by our in-class system that allows us to identify both the timing and severity of that stress. And what we've found is that these hybrids do provide protection against drought stress-induced yield loss at all stages of development. And so this is the advantage of using our genome-wide predictions We're moving many, many genes around simultaneously. That gives you more power to adapt to multiple environments. Those are the findings we've had so far.
Thank you.
Bill, again here at AgriNet. A question about the science that you looked at versus, say, some of the herbicides, the various herbicides. Is this a special situation, or is it remiss from those?
Certainly, because drought is such a complex trait, I mean, basically drought is yield in a subset of environments. Because of that reality, we have realized in our research over the years that we need to have multiple solutions to address this problem. Multiple solutions indicates or infers multiple genes and multiple approaches, such as native variation and hopefully transgenic variation down the road. So we don't believe there's any single silver bullet. Herbicide tolerance, insect control, those tend to be simpler single gene traits, which can be addressed more predictably with a single gene, such as not the case with drought, and we've been able to address that with our technology.
So you would see that working later. You would see more and more research as you get more of the product out, right?
Certainly. This is an ongoing research effort in Pioneer. We are not finished with research on drought. This will be an ongoing effort that will continue far into the future.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sure.
This is Ron Hayes from Oklahoma City Radio Oklahoma Network. Have you looked at as far as how, you know, is there like one less watering that possibly would need to be made if you're trying to do limited irrigation or if a guy comes in at, you know, several inches under normal rainfall, you know, how will this particular product perform, do you think?
That's a very good question. To date, our studies have been focused on evaluating the products under water-limited conditions provided by nature primarily, and not so much looking at limited irrigation environments in which you're reducing the number of pivot passes, for example. That does represent one of our expanded forms of research that we're planning for this year to better understand management by hybrid interactions, and certainly the possibility of reduction in water application in some of these limited irrigation fields and farms certainly would be one of our goals to evaluate. But to date, we do not have that data to date for recommendations, but that's our hope for the next year or two with our growers.
Martin Ross with Farm Week. You kind of approached it a little bit before, but in terms of the stress that drought stress kind of ripples throughout the production cycle, basically how does drought stress impact other areas like insect feeding, etc., other factors in the plant and eventual yields and quality?
Generally, our observations are that multiple stresses do combine and interact in these tough environments in the West. Certainly, if you have plants that are under more extreme plant water deficits, in other words, they're more stressed, sometimes we certainly can see the propensity of diseases and insect damage being exaggerated. So we certainly look for a healthier plant to provide an overall stronger platform to obtain your yield under those very tough conditions.
Hey, Ian Berry with Dow Jones Newswires. A couple of broader questions. One, to what extent will drought-tolerant corn play a role for farmers in Iowa and points further east? I know you're starting out focusing in the West. Is it going to really just be a niche product, or is it going to be more widespread as we get along? And also wondering, as these crops, if they prove themselves, wondering if farmers further west might be compelled to switch from wheat to corn in some instances.
Regarding the application or utility of the hybrids in more of the central or eastern corn belt, we certainly feel that the hybrids will have a place in those regions as well. We know that those environments, while they may not be as severe or chronic as the Western Corn Belt, many fields in many areas will have transient drought stress throughout the Midwest, and we believe these products will also show some performance advantages in those environments.
Bill Ray again with AgriNet. Is there a plan, or do you have a plan to go international with your new product?
So the Optimum Aquamax products that Pioneer is announcing today have been specifically developed for growers here in North America. And whether Pioneer expands these hybrids to other markets globally certainly depends on our breeding programs there and the needs in those markets and other regions of the globe.
Thanks, Monica.
Hi, it's Philip Rasher again. Would there be any yield advantage for somebody with who gets adequate in a year with adequate rainfall? And what is there any way to define what with the average hybrid that we're talking about here? What amount of inches? I know it depends on not just the amount of rainfall during the year, but when it falls. But any way to define water limited, and is there any yield advantage with any year with average rainfall in Iowa or Illinois?
Sure. I can address that. Again, it relates to our testing process, and as I indicated earlier, we have a proprietary environmental monitoring system called NCLASS, which allows us to collect meteorological data at these research sites and to utilize that data in a plant growth model that allows us to actually understand the severity of drought stress at each of these locations. And in general, we use that to split out our research sites into stress and non-stress locations so we can very clearly understand the performance of these hybrids in both of those types of environments. So for drought stress locations, they're typically fairly severe drought stress. Yield levels are always below 150 bushels per acre and oftentimes more like 100 bushels per acre. So we have a very specific definition of drought stress that we use for understanding the performance of these hybrids. When we compare their performance in that breakout, if you will, to other environments where the yields were higher and there was irrigation or higher rainfall, we see yield parity. We have no yield penalty under those favorable growing environments.
Yeah, if I could just add to that, you know, I think the really exciting thing that we've seen is twofold. And in one respect, we're seeing the yield advantage under water limited conditions. And on the other hand, these Optimum Aquamax hybrids are also offering excellent yield potential under more favorable growing conditions throughout the Central Corn Belt, for instance.
So just follow up. So if I'm farming in Iowa, Illinois, this would essentially be an insurance. If I think I might have a dry year, it might save some of my yields.
So we've specifically tested under water limited conditions in the Western Corn Belt, but these products are available throughout the Central and Eastern Corn Belts as well. Advanced. Just based upon the excellent yield potential of these products and the strong agronomics in the local growing environment.
Are there any additional questions?
Gary?
Yes?
This is Pam Smith with Farm Journal. Visually, is there any differences or anything with these drop hybrids that a farmer we might notice in the field?
Visually, I would say there are going to be very small differences. Probably nothing that the farmer is going to see as anything very dramatic. We just know that these hybrids over these environmental tests over the years have been able to partition their water more efficiently towards grain growth. But they are not particularly different in plant height or size or leaf appearance. They're quite normal looking. The advantage is their ability to, again, partition water to the grain to provide more economic return to the growers.
Thank you.
That's Paul Brasher again. I believe you said you were going to have this in five hybrids this year. Out of how many would be normally available in those areas?
I'm not sure what our total new product release is this year across North America, but we have five Aquamax platforms. That is correct.
And those platforms include a total of eight different hybrid numbers, again, available in limited quantities, focused in the Western Corn Belt for 2011.
How many hybrids would you normally have available in the It's eight out of what?
Well, I think we can only answer that in terms of North America, and typically across the broad North America, we may have as many as 80 or 90 products.
This is Greg Hillier again. I was wondering, I know you're doing other research of drought tolerance, and this is just your first wave of releases. What's your timeline for releasing maybe a transgenic solution to drought tolerance?
That work is ongoing, and we anticipate potential release of that transgenic component combined with an Aquamax hybrid mid to late part of this decade.
Paul Beckman, Monica, I guess based on what you've said, but I'm making an assumption you guys have waited to release these until you have this trait in elite genetics and really should in stuff that shouldn't have a particular problem with any diseases or anything else. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We did actually wait to ensure that, a couple things. One, we have these products available in elite genetics in the technology packages that our customers are requesting in the target environment. And two, in 2010, we did a large-scale on-farm systems trials with growers in addition to the research testing that we've done over the last couple of years just to verify on-farm performance with our customers in those real-world conditions. And we're really excited, to report that we've seen that average 5% yield advantage very consistently across the target market.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ben. If there's no more questions, that concludes our media conference. And I want to thank you very much for calling in. Again, if you have any additional questions, please give me a call at 800-247-6803, extension 56908.